Have you ever felt that you had so miserably failed that there was just no way for you to start over again? Have you ever felt like that? I mean, no place to begin again. Your friends, your loved ones deserted you, and there's nothing for you to live for. Have you ever felt like that? Or even worse, it seemed that God didn't care about you at all. Well, don't feel alone. I receive letters from people every day who feel exactly this way. But friend, I've got good news for you. God is not through with you. Listen to those words. God's not through with you. He never gives up on you. Why? Because He loves you. Yeah, you. He loves you just the way you are. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, the prophet Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet. And the reason is because he wept so much over the spiritual condition of the nation of Israel. In one instance in Jeremiah, he says, "Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for my people." You can read that in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 1. But one day, he discovered that crying about the problem and feeling sorry for his people was not going to get the job done. And just about the time he thought God was through dealing with man, the Lord drew him up short and said to him, "Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house." And so Jeremiah did. It's a good thing that Jeremiah not only heard the voice of God, but he obeyed the voice of God. And when he walked in, he saw the wheel spinning and the clay on it, and the potter's hands skillfully working. And Jeremiah said to him, "What are you doing?" And the potter replied, "I'm making a beautiful vessel." And Jeremiah said, "With that little piece of shapeless clay on the wheel?" "Yes," the potter replied. "Well, how do you know it's going to be a beautiful vessel?" "Because I have a plan. I have a dream for this tiny piece of clay. I have a design for it." And as Jeremiah watched, he gained a new appreciation for man in his own heart and for God's great design for every human being. And he began to realize that every human being who's ever been born is unique and irreplaceable, and that every person is someone of great worth and great value. As the potter was shaping the mass of clay according to his own design and trying to make the vessel beautiful, suddenly his face changed and he stopped. And Jeremiah said, "Why are you stopping? Why are you stopping?" The potter said, "Well, I've just discovered a defect, a flaw in the clay." He said, "It's marred. There's something wrong." And Jeremiah began to realize why God had sent him down to the potter's house in the first place, because he too realized something was wrong with man. Man was doing all the wrong things because something was wrong on the inside of him. There was a flaw. There was a defect. And as Jeremiah watched the potter began to reshape the clay, he realized that the potter was not going to give up. And it came to him that God was not going to quit either. God has never, ever given up on man. No. Never has He ever given up on man. And He'll never give up on you. And He'll never quit. As long as you have breath, as long as you have breath in your body, as long as you have breath in your body, God will not quit on you. Well, what did the potter do next? Well, it was an amazing thing. He pulled the clay off the wheel, and with his hands, he began to break it. And he smashed it, and he began to knead it back together again. And Jeremiah said, "What are you doing now?" The potter said, "I'm breaking the clay in order to remake it." So he crushed it, and he kneaded it, and he worked it until it became pliable again in his hands so he could work out the flaw. And he put the clay back on the wheel and began to spin it. And with his skillful hands, he began to reshape it according to his design and plan. And Jeremiah looked up with a smile on his face, and he knew that he had a message of hope to take back to the nation of Israel. And that message was this: God's skillful hands are upon you because He has a design. He has a plan for you and for your life. No matter how your life has been marred, regardless of the flaws, He has something wonderful for you. He's going to make a vessel, a beautiful vessel out of you. And my dear friends, I believe that with all my heart. I can almost hear someone saying, but wait a minute, Richard. You don't know how bad the flaw is. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through now. Well, I may not know how bad the flaw is, but I know the power of the flaw remover. You see, God made you, and He can make you brand new all over again. Listen to these words. God won't quit. Why? Because He loves you. He has a plan for your life. Yes, your life. Remember this. God specializes in clay vessels. All you have to do is let yourself become pliable in His hands. I want you to begin to say something with me out loud. Are you ready? Here it is. Say this out loud. God loves me. Say it a little louder. God loves me. Say it one more time. God loves me. Now say this. And He will never give up on me. Say it. He will never give up on me. Say, God loves me. And He will never give up on me. Father, right now in the authority of Jesus' name, I pray. I pray right now for you, my friend. I pray for God's touch to be upon your life, for you to say, God, take me, mold me, make me into your image. Make me, make something out of my life for you. I surrender my life afresh and anew to you. In Jesus' name, amen.